You're listening to SBS News.
No, 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 everybody knows.
Just getting confused.
I don't know where we can find the information.
Nobody cares. Nobody does the right thing.
It seems not everyone is getting the coronavirus message. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told SBS he wants to see the public health campaign reach multicultural Australians as Victoria attempts to control a recent spike in community transmission.
There are over 60 languages which have had information provided on the government's website through health.gov.au or australia.gov.au. We're particularly going through SBS and there are messages in multiple languages, but also to those who might be younger members of the Australian community with older family members who may not speak English or have easy access to English language messaging. Please pass on the message. Keep the distance, even though it's natural to hug Nonna or somebody else, but keep that physical distancing. And also, if you are ill, stay home other than to go to the doctor or for testing. And please do the testing and download the COVID Safe app. This can help save your life and can save others' lives.
Mr. Hunt also says this recent increase in cases and clusters isn't the so-called second wave of coronavirus, but if it gets out of hand, it does have potential. There are multiple COVID-19 hotspots in Victoria. The state government fears the health and safety messaging isn't getting through to people, so authorities are taking a more personal approach. Premier Daniel Andrews says state teams are working hard to overcome any language barriers to ensure the public is informed of the risks.
There is literally an army of people going out door knocking. There will be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people from our expanded public health team out there door knocking in hotspot suburbs and other areas if that's deemed appropriate. They will do that job of providing public health advice and making sure that everybody aware language and those other issues like that won't be a barrier. It is standing up now, but it will certainly expand in the next couple of days.
There are six coronavirus hotspots in Melbourne that are subject to travel warnings that have above state average diversity levels with a population that speak a language other than English at home. These areas are Durban, Moreland, Brimbank, Hume, Cardinia and Casey. Multicultural groups welcome increased efforts to provide more coronavirus support to multicultural Australians. But Eddie McAuliffe from the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria warns the language barrier means many are missing out on essential COVID-19 information, including where to go for government support.
There are a lot of people missing out, and how you get to those communities that are missing out, or members of those communities are missing out, is a real challenge. It can be misconstrued by sectors of the community who feeds into their paranoia, racism paranoia, and they'll use that.
Victorian Deputy Chief Health Officer Annalise Van Diemen has expressed concerns that singling out certain groups could lead to increased coronavirus-related racism.
I wouldn't be singling out any particular communities. Know that this is happening across a wide range of communities.
Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the state is expanding its coronavirus testing regime by providing more pop-up clinics and roving testing facilities in hotspot areas. It is also increasing the messaging to Victorians from diverse backgrounds.
We want to make sure that everyone in the state understands the public health messaging. We acknowledge the challenges with some communities for whom English may not be their first language in understanding the public health messaging. And this is why we are going to redouble our efforts in working with those communities.
Meanwhile, the door-to-door community engagement is set to begin on Tuesday. Cam Nguyen from the Australian Vietnamese Women's Association says a tailored in-language approach will raise awareness for culturally diverse communities.
Quite a lot of older people have low English language in our community. We miss that closeness quite a lot.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.